The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
How often should you be cleaning your house, and just how can you get rid of those stubborn stains that you have failed to do so far? Well, to answer these questions and more, we're joined now by expert cleaner and TikToker. She's known as TikTok Auntie. She has 2.8 million followers on TikTok. Anne Russell, good morning and welcome.
Good morning and thank you for having me.
The most important advice I think that you give is don't try to be your mother.
Exactly that. I mean, there's so much stress and problems around cleaning, and people can find it so difficult at either extreme. And actually giving yourself grace and making sure that your surroundings are clean enough to be healthy and dirty enough to be happy goes a very long way.
That's good. Clean enough to be healthy and dirty enough to be happy. I know certain people who would revel in that kind of situation. Now, in terms of cleaning products, you have lots of hacks, but it seems that hot water and a bit of soap might go a long way for most things.
It goes a very, very long way. There's a real temptation to overcomplicate things. But if you've got a bowl of hot soapy water, a pair of rubber gloves for your hands, and a clean cloth, wrung out hard, will get rid of so many marks, and it makes it so much easier.
Now, there are jobs we just hate to do. One of them is cleaning out the oven. Why does the oven get so filthy and also hard to clean?
Well, heat will change oil. If you think about what you put into the oven, you're putting food that's got oil and grease on it. It will spatter and spit. And when oil and grease get hot, they polymerize and they turn into something that's much more akin to varnish than it is to grease. And it's really hard to remove. So you need to have a look at your oven. And with all cleaning jobs, little and often, just, you know, when you've used your oven, as it cools, just take a damp cloth, wipe up any spits and marks, maybe put a liner in it. But if it's gone to the point, you need a specialist cleaner that's designed to dissolve that polymerized oil.
Mm. When you see these professional kitchens, you know that after every shift, the chefs wash everything down. They clean everything because they know that to delay is to destroy.
Yeah. Oh, yes. I mean, if you look at cooker hoods, I'm quite tall. So, of course, I can walk into a kitchen and a lot of cooker hoods are on an eye level to me. But people who are less vertically enhanced, shall we say, they don't see the top of the cooker hood. So, of course, they miss it. And if it's been sitting, it gets greasy and it gets dusty. And then after a certain point, it's really hard to move. Whereas if you just took a cloth to it once every couple of days, that's all you would need to do.
Mm. Now, on television all the time, we see ads for additives that you put in your washing machine or your dishwasher, and when they kind of do this simulation of breaking open the machine and having a look inside, it's full of gunge. Is that always the case? Because some dishwashers and washing machines go on forever without any of the need for this kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, the first thing is both dishwashers and washing machines have inbuilt filters that are designed to catch gunge, and you need to clean those. There's things in all, you know, everything. There's what you call ongoing maintenance, so you keep filters clean. You change the bag in your vacuum cleaner. You clean the filter in your dishwasher. Mm-hmm. And then every once in, well, depending on your water, if you have hard water, which is what I have where I have, or you have beautifully soft water, which I believe you probably have there, the cleaning schedule will be different. But then you can run a periodic cleaner through to make sure that you're picking up grease and bits of food that may have got into the pipes. But generally speaking, dishwashers run fairly hot. And as I have previously mentioned, hot soapy water is great at cleaning things. So
Now, when do you reach for the bleach, or when do you reach for other chemicals? You know, when I've been away on holiday and in a jurisdiction whose language I do not speak, and you go into one of the supermarkets and you look along the detergent shelves, and there are all sorts of chemical things, and you have to kind of, because you don't speak the language, you either have to use Google Translate to figure out what it is, or you have to guess from the picture, the label on the bottle or the can, as to what it might do.
Yes, you do. And I think the main thing to remember is that no matter how much the cleaning companies would like to spin it, there are only a certain number of chemicals that exist that are there to render our homes spotless. And they spend a lot of time and money combining them in different proportions and putting different smells in them to make them user-friendly. But at the bottom, there is a set of things. So if you understand what your cleaner is doing and why you might need an additional cleaner, and it's chemistry. And most of us learned this at school. It's just you weren't taught it was something useful. It was something that you applied to chemistry, not to every day, but it still applies. Once you know roughly what you're looking to do, a lot of these chemicals are transferable anyway. Washing up liquid, dish soap, it's a detergent. Yeah. You can use it for a lot of things, but it's probably not suitable in places where having a lot of foam would be an issue. Yeah. So they make low foam versions of detergent for things like your washing machine and your dishwasher, but it's still a detergent, so it will still do the same job in different situations.
Basically, one end of the molecule will attach to water and the other end will attach to grease, and that's how it all works. It then is washed away, which is great, taking the grease
with it. This is what I love to hear. Yeah, people, and once you've got that on board, water can be hard with a lot of minerals in it. Generally, if you live on soft bedrock, chalk, limestone, you will have hard water. So you will want something to dissolve the minerals in the water. Mm. And if you have very soft water, you won't have to deal with those minerals. So you will probably need less detergent.
Now, Anne, when I see an ad for something that kills 99% of all known germs, I'm worried about the 1%. You can kill the commoner garden germs. But what about the 1% who's going to get me?
Ah, well, there's the point. It's also learning to keep a sense. There are, of course, germs that will get you. But generally speaking, don't forget, a lot of bacteria are our friends. They are things that are in us and on us. And as we know from antibiotic resistance, you can kill too many of them. But we want to be hygienic. And a lot of the time, again, we know from COVID that soap works really well. But if there is a time, say, in your kitchen or on your lavatory, or if you've got a member of the family who's unwell, where you do want that extra layer of security, the most important thing on all of these products is to go to the back and read what we call the dwell time, the contact time. Mm-hmm. And it's the amount of time that chemical has to sit with the germs to kill them. You can't spray something on, wipe it off immediately, and expect it to do its job.
Now, a question about less is more. Some people think, those dishes are dirty. I'll put in two washing machine tabs instead of one. Does that work, or too much detergent in your washing machine?
Yes. I mean, one of the things I spend a lot of time trying to explain to people is that it is only clean when, for example, your T-shirt has got cotton in it. You don't want your T-shirt to be cotton plus quite a lot of detergent plus quite a lot of fabric softener, because that might lead to skin irritation and it can actually make your laundry smell. So you've got to make sure that whatever you're using can be rinsed away. And don't forget that water on its own is a very good cleanser. So generally speaking, I've always said, read the back of the product, find out what the manufacturer recommends, and never, ever go over that. But sometimes you can use quite a bit less.
Very good advice. Anne Russell, who's known as the TikTok auntie, also refers to herself as that English cleaning lady. Anne, thank you very much for joining us on the programme today.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.